I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me in the studio now is Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications for Walton Arts Center. Jody, first, welcome.
Thanks.
Last Saturday morning, I was going for a run, and I went by Walton Arts Center. And
8 o'clock, 7 o'clock?
It was early because I wanted to beat the heat. Uh-huh. And there was a nice little line of people getting ready for the discount Broadway.
That is right. Yes. That was fun. We did well with those. And we had, I think the line in Fayetteville was longer than the one in Bentonville. I was up in Bentonville. But what a riot. I mean, what fun that so many people came out and just... You know, we don't see lines very much anymore because we have so many different ways that people can buy tickets online, you know, over the phone, through their friends. They hear about things on Facebook, you know. So it is pretty neat when we get to see some people outside the doors.
Well, and there was a little community developing, it looked like. I mean, I could only see it for a few seconds, but there were people reading and some mm-hmm. people talking, some kids playing games.
It's very friendly. The times that I have worked that sale, it's actually one of my favorite parts of my job because people are there for a purpose. They know what they want. And everybody starts to get along and have a good time and hang out. And what are you going to get? What seats are you going to get? And it becomes a real bonding thing. It's like, you know, when you wait in line for the iPhone. Or, mm-hmm. you know, there's a big, like, I remember when the this is revealing my geekiness here, when the Lord of the Rings movies came out, I remember waiting in line with all my friends mm-hmm. to get the tickets. And it was fun. It was an event. It was sort of a throwback to, you know, the days when things are simpler and you actually waited in line
right.
for stuff. So
there are things that you can buy tickets for now that you don't have to wait in line.
That's correct. We have single tickets on sale right now for a variety of shows coming up mostly in July. Guys and Dolls is the most current one that's happening at the Walton Arts Center. That is our first real Broadway show of the 2011-12 season. And as we've said before, this is going to be the first stop on their national tour. So they will arrive about a week and a half prior to the show going up on the 9th, and they will live here in Fayetteville. They'll be staying at the local hotels and eating at the local restaurants and working with our crew and our visiting you know, they'll be the visiting artists, and our crew will be there helping them basically get their show ready to take it on a short summer tour. And like I said, single tickets for that are on sale right now, and they're going quick. So okay. I would recommend you get them and come out and see us. It's going to be lots of fun. We also have a lot going on at the AMP in the next couple of weeks. We have Rodney Carrington on. That's actually July 1st, 7:30. He's a sort of comedian, country singer combined. He has comedy albums and he has music albums. Hmm. And I actually was just on his Facebook page today, and I saw that he and Ron White were appearing together. Hmm. And we just had Ron White weeks ago. So he's going to be fun. He's out at the AMP at 7:30. And then on the 14th, we will have the B-52s.
Yes.
Also at 7:30.
I'll be there.
I will be there, too, for that one. And that's it for the AMP for a couple of weeks. And the only other one I wanted to let you know to get on your calendars is we're beginning the Summer Jazz series.
Yes.
And so on the 16th, that we will kick off, and I'm sure I'm going to mangle this name, but I believe it's Eldar
Jandarov.
Jandarov, there you go.
Yes.
So, sounds like he is an absolutely incredible jazz pianist.
Robert Ginsberg,
yeah.
who puts this together, is over the moon about this fellow.
Yeah.
And Robert gets excited easily, but not over the moon.
Exactly.
I mean, he's really excited about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, he sounds like he's an all-star. And what he does on the piano is just, it will kind of blow you away. Solo pianist.
Mm-hmm.
And going to be fun. That's at 8 p.m. on July 16th in Star Theater. I cannot believe we're thinking about the middle of July already.
I can.
Kind of blows my mind. But we also have a lot of other things that went on sale this week. We talked a little bit last week about the Create Your Own series. And it's not really a series. It's more like a package option where basically we say, here's 40-plus shows on the season. It includes all of our Broadway and a bunch of new shows that we've just added. Pick what you want. And you buy four or more of them. You buy them in advance. You get a small discount. And the best part about it is you get free exchange privileges.
Right.
So if you buy a ticket to Loretta Lynn and you can't go, you can exchange up to 24 hours in advance for that.
This is another one I like to do in person because it's like going to Oaklawn and explaining this complicated bet at the window, because you say, okay, I want Loretta Lynn here, I want this here, you know, that here.
And our ticket reps are ready for that. You know, these are fun conversations, because you get a sense of the kinds of different art that people like, and you can never really predict. You know, I might say that if you buy this one show, I think you're going to like that one, but you're going to turn around on your head and tell me you like something completely different. And you have to pick your seats for each show. It's not that you get the same seats for every performance, and the price of what you're going to buy varies also depending on what you have purchased. But this is for the ones who don't like to be locked in to a pre-selected set of things. Sort of two camps in the worlds of buying season passes. There's the folks who just like, give me the pass. Just tell me what the pass is.
I want every Broadway.
And I want all the Broadway. That's one tack. And then we have the create your own for the people who go, no, I want to pick. I want some choice.
Well, you might have families that, we can get six. We're not going to do all Broadway because you want this and I want that.
Right. You might get two Broadways for date nights, and then you might get a couple of kids shows to take your kids to, and then maybe there's a jazz show here or there that you just want to try out. That you can do that, and there's no real restrictions on it.
So. And I mentioned you do it in person, but you can do it online as well.
You can do it online, and you can also do it over the phone at 443-5600. We have a whole, you know, if you go to our website and there's a little flash thing on the homepage and you click on the Create Your Own series, you'll see the full lineup of everything that's available as part of the Create Your Own.
So I'm imagining there's more going on behind that brick facade than just selling tickets right now?
Yeah, actually there's a lot of planning is happening right now for some of the more unknown things that we do. One of the things that Walton Arts Center is known around the country for is our teacher professional development. We do a lot of work preparing materials and workshops and training for teachers out in the community to encourage them to use what's called arts integration in their classroom. So the simplest way to describe this, and this is pretty complicated, I've been trying to figure it out for the whole 6 years that I've been here, but the simplest way to describe this is teachers, you can learn methods to use the arts in your classroom. And so that means using your body like a dancer would. It can mean using your voice like an actor would. It can mean looking at photos and examining visual arts. And all of these tools can be used to help teachers focus their students and also reach those students who learn in different ways.
And we're not talking just arts teaching here.
No,
we're talking
history, math, science, social studies, language, English, you know, literature, all these things. And what the research is out there right now, it basically, kids all learn in different ways. You know, I'm a visual learner. If I see it, if I can look at it, I can examine it and it sticks in my head more. Other kids learn by hearing. Other kids, if they can use their body to illuminate a concept, it cements better with them. And so one of the projects we've been working on is called the Total Instructional Alignment, which is basically the teachers, you try to give them every tool they possibly can to align all of their students so that as they go year by year, they are prepped from fourth grade to fifth grade. It's very much more complicated than that, but that's the simple answer. But what we do is we give them what's called an arts toolbox. So we give them exercises they can do with their kids. A really simple example I learned yesterday was when students go out to recess and then they come back, it's hard for them to transition from that play mentality back into the classroom mentality. And so there's an exercise that we can show teachers how to do. It's called using the actor's toolbox. And what you do is as they come back inside, you say, okay, we're coming back into the classroom, and now we're going to use this toolbox. We're going to use our imagination, we're going to use our voice, and we're going to use our body. And they take them through this little exercise that just basically channels all that outdoor energy into indoor energy and gets them in a place where they go, okay, I'm ready to focus, I'm ready to practice. That is the simplest of the examples of what we do. But
and are these teachers from throughout the region that come in?
Yes, actually, in August, I believe, we'll be bringing 50 teachers from around the state, really, to come and get this sort of arts integrated training. And so there are some that come from, you know, the big schools here, Fayetteville, Springdale, but then we also get them from smaller regions, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours away. It's part of, you know, teachers all have to get, you know,
certified hours,
but we really want them to come and do this, because what this can do is open up a whole new world of how they can communicate with their students.
Jody, thanks as always.
Thank